Welcome to the Organized 365 podcast. My name is Lisa Woodruff, and I'm a professional organizer and blogger in Cincinnati, Ohio. I want to help you get your home organized and help you organize life stages and unexpected events. So sit back, relax, and let's get organized. Today on the podcast, I want to share with you three reasons why I am an ultra productive person. I have studied productivity for years, and many of my friends wonder how I get so much done in one day. And productivity is definitely a mindset and a way that I was just inherently hardwired, but it is something that you can learn. And there are three reasons why I feel I am an ultra productive person. The first one is I don't waste any time. The second one is I am results oriented, not to-do list oriented. And the third one is I follow tried and true action plans. So let's start with the first one. Productive people don't waste time. Well, you may think, well, duh, I don't waste time either. There just isn't enough time. It's more than just not wasting time. I see time as my friend and that I am completely in control of my time. This mindset shift alone will take a while for you to cultivate, especially if you're going, well, that's nice that you're in control of your time. You know, your kids are older, you own your own business, X, Y, Z, whatever you're saying right now. But I am not in control of my time because my kids are little, or I work a 9-to-5 job, or I need to take care of this person, or it is a mindset. Like, if you think you are in control of your time, you are. If you think you are not in control of your time, you are not in control of your time. And it doesn't mean that you could do whatever you want, whenever you want. But I feel like I am in control of my time. And when I say my time, I mean all 168 hours out of the week, not just the time from 9 to 5 when you would do a traditional day job, or not just the time from 8 in the morning to 8 at night while your children are awake. Some of you would love for your children to go to bed at 8 p.m. Start looking at all of your time. I noticed this most prominently with my husband. He works an 8-to-5 job, and then all of the hours that he's not working are his off time, but it never feels like there are enough off hours for the amount of on hours that he has. And he doesn't look at the whole 24 hours in his day. He looks at a work day of working and then trying to recover from work. Not when he gets home at 5, we don't go to bed till 10 or 11. That's 5 hours. You could do a lot of stuff in 5 hours. But his mindset is not, I have 5 hours to do whatever I want with. It's, this is my time to recuperate before I go back to work the next day. So it is definitely a mindset of how you look at your time. I know also, like, when I was full-time teaching and we had to take time off of work, Greg and I, and we ran out of time, vacation time, and we had to start taking time that was unpaid. That was never a problem for me. I mean, financially, it was a problem. But I often say to Greg, well, then just take an unpaid day off. And his mindset cannot compute that. Like, he works however many weeks a year that he works, and he gets paid whatever he gets paid in his paycheck, and he has X amount of vacation days, period, end of discussion. Like, the thought of taking a day off of work unpaid is too foreign of a concept for him. For me, if he needs that day for his sanity, for our family, for whatever, you know, it's X amount of dollars. Is X amount of dollars worth all of that extra time? And in some cases, I think the answer is yes, but he always says no. So how are you really looking at your time? Your time really is more in your control than you realize it is. And also, along with not wasting time, I reorganize my time all of the time. So today is a great example. Today, the Sunday baskets came to Cincinnati. If you were watching on Instagram about a week ago, you would see that they came on a truck, and it came on a pallet, and we had to get them in. And when I woke up this morning, I thought that, like every other delivery, those deliveries would be left outside of my office door. And at night, Melissa and I were going to go over, bring them all into the office and organize them. And I got an email that morning that said, call about your shipment. So I called about my shipment, and I said, no, they're just going to drop this off, right? And she's like, no, you have to sign and you have to do all these things. All of the sudden, this was early in the morning, and it could have been all the way until 5 o'clock at night before this pallet was going to get delivered. Number one, I don't know what to do with a pallet. Number two, I had scheduled out my day down to the minute. Like, I didn't have time to be over at the office where I don't have my desk and I don't have everything that I need. I didn't have time for this shipment to take all day, kind of like waiting for the cable guy. So I was like, well, there's no way around it. Like, I have to go meet, either the Sunday baskets go back on the truck and I don't get them, or I have to be at the office. Like, that's not even optional. So I looked at my to-do list and I packed up my bags and I took everything over to the office so I could record this podcast, so I could do everything else that was on my list as much as possible over at the office. Now, when I got to the office, I actually drove around and there are bigger office buildings that have like garages on the back of them. And so I drove around to look at those because I figured, well, I'm going to see a huge truck. If it comes here, that's for me. So I don't have to go into my office yet. So I drove around and actually met one of the office owners that had one of these garage door thingies. And I said to him, hey, I see you have pallets. I think I'm going to have a pallet and I don't know what to do with the pallet once they deliver the item. Like, can I leave that by the dumpster? He was like, no. I was like, okay. He said, but we'll take it for you. Like, we ship stuff out. So if it's just a couple pallets, just leave it by our garage door. So we ended up talking for like a 15, 20 minutes maybe. And he said that his brother or cousin, whichever one, owns the or rents this space. They actually are using less space than they usually do. And they would sublet space to me if I wanted to have a pallet or two of materials sent and kept in their store so I could pull it over to my office before we need to move. I said, ooh, that's a great idea. Mind you, I'm using the time that I should have been, I think, creating the 100-day sales page is what I was supposed to be doing. Now I'm talking to some new dude, whatever. So I got over to the office, and the next thing on my list was at 10:30, someone was calling me, so the call came in, and I did that call, and we were towards the end of that call, and I saw the truck come up, and sure enough, that was my truck. Unloaded the truck. So now there was that sales page I was supposed to do. I didn't do that because I was talking to the other dude. And then the next thing I was supposed to do was getting ready for the certified organizers that were coming into town for boot camp, creating all these folders for them. And now I'm unloading Sunday basket boxes, which I was not planning on doing. So I have lost a total of 2 45-minute periods of time, so an hour and a half. Now I'm back at home and I'm recording my podcast, but those two projects that I was going to do earlier today did not get done. Now, as a productive person, I see all these things as blocks of time in my day. And I will stay up late to get the 100-day sales page ready because that has to be done today. But if those folders don't get done for the people who are coming in for boot camp, I could do those tomorrow morning. So I look at my time. I'm in control of all of my time. All of this stuff has to get done, but I'm constantly moving around when things get done. Sometimes I have to lose sleep. I may lose a little bit of sleep tonight. That's very rarely how I get things done, but I really am at a time crunch right now, so that may happen. My daughter has said she is going to help me with these folders, so if, you know, the heavens and all of the stars align, I won't actually be doing the folders at all. She will be doing the folders, so that's another way I could get this done. But regardless, I am not a victim to this day. Everything is an opportunity. I might have a new place to have pallet deliveries made. The Sunday baskets are already here, so when Melissa and I go over tonight, I know the product's already there, and now we just have to organize it. You know, I am in control of my time. I am in control of my day. The second thing is, productive people are results-oriented. I have always been a results-oriented person, but I didn't realize until recently the difference between how I do a to-do list and how unproductive people do a to-do list. If you watched us, both of us, doing our to-do lists, we would both look equally busy and like we were equally getting the same amount done. But at the end of the day, my to-do list is done, and you feel like you never got started on your to-do list. And here's the difference. I measure my success each day in finished products, not actionable work. Busyness gets me nowhere. I want to see an organized space or an empty Sunday basket or the look on your face when one of my podcasts or programs have helped you reach your goal. Productive people are not busy, they are producing. That is a big distinguisher. You have to stop some of your busyness in order to get an end result, which means you have to know where you're going. This goes back to my top three for the day. Often when people are planning or in the 100-day program and they're planning their top three, or they see me planning my top three, they will say to me, how do you decide what your top three are going to be? Like, I have to go to work tomorrow. I'm working out. I'm doing laundry. That's already three. Now I need to make dinner. I need to do all these other things. I am, you know, beyond three and I haven't even gotten through the basics. How do you do your top three? And I've had a really hard time figuring that out. And what I realized is the top three is not what you're busy doing. The top three are what end results do you want to have at the end of the day? And three is the max. So some days my end result is just one. Some day my end result is two, and some day it is three. So it's not every single thing that you're doing in your day, but at the end of the day, when you look at the whole day, what did you actually get finished? What did you get done? What have you produced? Those are your top three. Those are the actions that when these are done, then the next day, either you don't have to do that again, or you're able to do the next step in the progress because that thing is finished. We're measuring what we are producing and what is finishing, not how we're spending our time. And number three, productive people follow tried and true action plans. The biggest secret about productivity is that it's all about experimenting and creating habits. That's what productive people do. They try, they analyze, they look at their results, and then they tweak, and then they tweak, and then they tweak. So productivity is all about experimenting and creating habits. So Ryan is a certified Sunday basket organizer. And on my birthday, she boxered me and she was like, for your birthday, I am having a Lisa Woodruff day. She was teaching the Sunday Basket Club. She was going to do all these other organizing things. She was catching up on back podcasts that she had. It was so cute when she boxed me. So then a few minutes later, she said, okay, so if it's a Lisa Woodruff day, I have to do it in Lisa Woodruff order. So I have gotten all of my machines and my people working for me. So she had started her dishwasher and she had started her washing machine and she had started her machines. I've said this in the past. When I get up in the morning, the first thing I do is I check my email. I know you're not supposed to do that. Who is it that said we're not supposed to do that, by the way? Because I know a lot of productive people who that is the first thing they do. And the reason I check my email first thing is because my graphic designer needs to know if I approve this thing or if it needs to be edited. My team needs to know what to do next. These are my people. And if I could get my people's questions answered first thing in the morning, you know what happens? They keep producing. But if I can't get their questions answered, they move on to a different client or move on to their laundry or move on to something else. And now I'm off their radar. So number one, check my email. If anybody needs anything from me, I get that back as soon as possible so they could keep producing for Organize 365 or for whatever we're doing. Number two, I look at my machines, which for me are my dishwasher, my washing machine, my crock pot, anything that can start working for me while I'm going to work for something else. So my dinner is started, my dishes are washing, my laundry is washing. And then I get started on one of my top three. So let's say today it was recording this podcast. So while I'm recording this podcast, the team is working on other Organize 365 initiatives and everything in my house is cooking and getting cleaned. See how that's multiplying my time? So experimenting and figuring out that, oh, if I always do a crockpot meal on Tuesday mornings, because Tuesday's the day when I have all of the meetings, that gives me more time because I never have time to make dinner on a Tuesday. Productivity is about constantly tweaking your days and your weeks to being the most proficient that they possibly can. And since productive people want an end result more than they want to be busy, they look for people who have done what they want to do, and then they follow their plan. So productive people follow tried and true action plans. Whenever I have something new in business that I've never done before, I try to find somebody else who has already done that and I ask them, what people do you use? What system do you use? What is your process? And I may tweak that for my own business or I may tweak that for my own productivity or where it fits best in my schedule, but I don't start everything from scratch. So how this works in your instance would be the 100-day home organization program versus you organizing your own 15-minute-a-day organizational plan. The 100-Day Home Organization Program is designed to be done in 15 minutes a day for 100 days straight, and then there's a little bit of a break, and then we do it again, and we do it again, and we do it again, and we do it again. Are you ever going to have 100 days in a row where you're able to do 15 minutes every day of organizing? No. Repeat after me. No. No. It's never. No. Don't wait. And you're going to have 100 days in a row. Nobody's going to have 100 days in a row. That's number one. Number two, are some of the days going to take you longer than 15 minutes? Yes, they absolutely are. And your choices will either be break that up into multiple days, or go ahead and give it more than 15 minutes, and on the fly, you're going to need to figure out what else you're going to have to eliminate or push off in order to make that time and space. The 100-day program is designed to be done 3 times in a row. The first time you focus on decluttering, the second time you focus on organizing, and the third time you focus on organizing and increasing your productivity and your maintenance systems. And then after that, it should be maintenance. So 1 year of the 100-day program done 3 times in a row will yield you an organized house. Now, the difference between the 100-day program and what you've currently been doing is the 100-day program was developed by a professional organizer who took all of the spaces in your house, divided them into an organized chart, and then ordered the order in which you organize them. We always start in the kitchen. We spend 3 weeks in the kitchen, then a week in the master closet, then a week in the master bedroom, then a week in the master bathroom. And it goes in order based on where you spend the majority of your time and the areas of the house that you are in most control of. Remember, number one, productive people don't waste time, and that I believe I'm 100% in control of my time. I'm not 100% in control of my house, however. But if you follow the 100-day program in order, it does organize your house from most actively used areas down to least actively used areas. And it focuses on all of the areas that the woman in the house has domain over. We don't talk about toy rooms or kids' bedrooms at all. You don't have to have children, or your children can be grown. It doesn't matter. The 100-day program is about a woman's space and getting it ordered in the most organized way. So you spend the majority of your waking time in your kitchen. You just do. And after your kitchen, it's your master bedroom and your master closet. That is where you spend the majority of your time. Even if you watch TV in the family room at night or whatever, you spend the most of your time sleeping, getting ready, and eating or cooking. When those areas of your house are organized, everything just starts to go easier. Also, a lot of times when we want to get organized or lose weight or whatever, I spend a lot of time on this whole losing weight idea on, well, what are we going to eat? Well, how am I going to get the thing I want to eat? Well, how long will it stay good in the refrigerator? Well, what if I'm out? What am I going to eat if I'm out and I'm not home? And all this thinking time about, if somebody could just drop off on Monday everything I need to eat until the next Sunday, and I could just go and, okay, it's 10 o'clock, timer goes off. Oh, great, you're having an apple with peanut butter. I would be okay with that. I would actually love it. If somebody would just drop it off and say, this is exactly what you're going to eat, and you just go to the refrigerator and it's ready and you eat it, and then when the timer goes off, you go eat again. That would really work for me. That's what the 100-day program is. You find the 15 minutes a day. You go to whatever the task is, I tell you exactly what to do. And there's a video and there's a task, and you follow this tried and true system. Now, will you on day 42 think it's not working? 100%. You're like, this is not working. I don't see any progress yet. I don't think I'm ever going to be able to make it through. And the kids had 89 snow days, and I'm just going crazy in this house. This is not working for me. But when you get to the second round, and you're on week two, you go, wait, some of this stuff I already did last time. Like, it's already done. It's the second time through the 100-day program you realize what you did the first time. The first time, you never see the progress. The entire time, no matter how many bags are leaving your house of donations and things you're selling or throwing away, you're like, I don't think I'm making any progress. I don't think this is working. I don't know how I'm going to make it through. And then on week two of the second time through, you go, wow, I did a lot the last time. You just don't even notice it. It's because you followed a tried and true action plan that has worked for 750 people so far. Start on day one, go to day 100. It works. The program 100% works. But if you spend the same 100 days and give yourself 30 minutes a day organizing your house without the action plan, You will spend the twice as much time. You will declutter probably just as much as the people who are in the 100-day if you do 30 minutes every single day. But what will happen is the second time we are going through the 100-day program and you are still spending 30 minutes a day, you're not going to feel like you are making progress because you have nothing to compare it to. You can't remember what the room was like before you decluttered it. And you don't have a systemized plan for where you're going back and doing the kitchen for 3 weeks. And you're not going to the same exact space. So even if you go back in the kitchen, you're just looking around and thinking, okay, well, maybe I'll declutter the cups. And you just keep decluttering and you're not really getting organized. But in the 100-day program, you go back, you go the cup cabinet, the silverware drawer, the refrigerator, like in order, the same spaces is when you will notice the progress that you're making. You will make more progress and add organizing in time number two. And in time number three, some of these days you're just going to fly through. You're not even going to need to do them. It is the order of the program. It is the doing it more than one time, and it is doing it in the same order so you could see the progress that you have. That is a lot of the benefit of the 100-day program. It's not the amount of time that you spend. It's doing those same programs in the same order. Okay, so the three things that I do that I feel make me a very productive person is I don't waste any time, and I feel that my time is in my control. I am results-oriented, not busyness-focused, and I follow tried and true action plans to get the results that I want. If you are looking for a way to end up 100 days from now feeling like your house is more organized, I really do think that the 100-day home organization program is the solution for you. We're going to be getting started on April 16th. Registration closes on April 3rd, and we would love to have you join us. I cannot wait to hear you when you go through it the second time and leave all the testimonials that everyone else does. It's like, oh my gosh, I did get a lot done last time. So join us and connect with me over on Instagram, Organize365. You guys have a great week.